Czech firms have greatly increased their investment in research and development in the last 2 years, Hospodářská Noviny reported this week. This follows a change in the law initiated 2 years ago by then Deputy Prime Minister Martin Jan, under which companies can deduct tax on expenses incurred in R&D. Spending on research and development in 2006 was almost one quarter higher than the previous year.
The amount of foreign direct investment flowing into the Czech Republic fell by almost 50% last year, according to the World Investment Report by the UN Conference on Trade and Development, whereas $11.7 billion in FDI flowed into the country in 2005, in 2006 that figure had fallen to $5.96 billion. 2 years ago, the Czech Republic was in the world top 20 in terms of FDI. Last year, it placed near 40th. The Czech Industry and Trade Ministry put the decline down to the fact that figures for 2005 were swelled by the privatisation of Český Telecom.
A cross-party group of deputies is pushing for a rethink of the government's policy of discounting the idea of building more nuclear power stations. MPs from the largest party in the coalition, the Civic Democrats, and the opposition Social Democrats have joined forces to fight the no nukes policy of the Greens, the smallest party in government. The informal group is calling for the construction of two more nuclear stations to go with the two already in existence, Temelin and Dukovany.
Investment in information technology in the Czech Republic this year is set to reach 93 billion Czech crowns, or $5 billion, suggests a study by IDC quoted by Hospodářské Noviny. It predicts that a whopping 700 new IT companies will be set up in this country in the next 4 years. Currently, the sector employs over 150,000 people, and the new companies will create another 50,000 jobs. However, employers complain that the Czech education system doesn't produce enough skilled graduates in this field, and that they'll have trouble finding suitable staff.
Škoda Auto is redesigning its Superb model, according to recent press reports. The new design will be launched at the 2008 Geneva Motor Show, and is set to go into production in the second half of next year. Škoda is also planning an estate version of the Superb. Both versions will be produced at the carmaker's newly expanded plant in Kovasiny, East Bohemia. Production of Škoda Auto's sports utility vehicle, the Yeti, will begin in 2009.
Meanwhile, figures just out show that Škoda's Fabia is the top-selling passenger car in the Czech Republic. Almost 20,000 Fabias were sold in the period from January to the end of September. Second most popular was Škoda's Octavia, followed by the same company's Roomster.